Sebastian Thomas got a pretty good reputation for antennas as well as Diamond. I hear about those two all the time. Yeah, I'm fairly new ham here. Just got my license, my tech license here back in January, so just a couple months ago. I've been listening for about 2 years, and I finally decided to get off my duff, study for the test, make sure I pass it, of course, and then start talking. So normally, I'm not a very talkative person, but I'm trying to become more talkative because the hobby kind of demands it. Over.
Well, yeah, definitely. Well, glad to have you, and you stay tuned to this one because we're always linking into this one. Let's get Stephen back in here. Stephen, did you copy all that information that I talked about here just a minute ago there, over?
KDMY, yep, and actually the repeater I'm coming through is my own personal repeater. John, MAJPR, is still located in Moline. He's just south and down from where my repeater is on 92nd Street Hill. But I have a 220 repeater here on 92nd Street Hill that actually he has a hard time getting through, so mine actually gets better into Grand Rapids and north end of Way. His gets better on the south end of Way. The KDMY wire repeater is at 224.920, just for the information. But, yeah. So, you're coming from Ohio into, sounds like you're probably using like a Yagi on 220 to hit a repeater in Indiana. Is that what I'm hearing correctly? And I do have a tri-band antenna for 220, 2 meter 440. It's a mag mount, so it's a mobile style antenna. I live in an apartment. And I have used some Comets that do pretty good. But currently I'm using a Nagoya. But that, I'll send it over to Sam. And then Sam sent it to Indiana and then back over to Michigan. Go ahead, Sam. KDMY.